I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
You better you bet on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Overnight time here on You Better You Bet Radio.com Sports as we finish up the Friday show. Tyler and Bill, take it away.
Oh, baby, it's that time of the night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball. It's overnight here on You Better You Bet.
All right, Ken, only about 4,700 games tomorrow. What stands out to you on the college basketball board on a crowded Saturday?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed. There's a lot, and it's awesome. Honestly, there's a lot of really fun games tomorrow. There's so many weird things about this card. Weird thing number one, I look for a 4-point difference between my totals. I like totals. My totals and the totals on the market to make a bet. That's like my threshold. I have one tomorrow versus the opener. One total that stands out. I don't know if I've ever had a day like that. I have like 20 that are 3.5 off, but like I was expecting to have like 17 total bets to put in, like tomorrow morning, really around 9 to 10 in the morning. And I don't know if I'm going to have almost any, literally the only total that stands out. The Citadel is playing Samford tomorrow. The total is 172.5. That's the opener. That's like the highest total opener I've ever seen. My total projection is 179. Like, I don't even know. Is it possible to score that many points in 40 minutes? I'm not like, this is a broken game. Like, the total is the highest total I've ever seen as an opener. Like, Gonzaga, anybody is like mid-high 160s right now. Citadel plays an insane pace. They play crazy games all the time. There are only a few teams that function like they do. I'm supposed to bet this over, and I don't know if I'm going to do it, because it's like on the extreme of what a basketball game can be. So like, this is a really weird situation to be in. The next closest total, like a legitimate actual game that is not totaled like 190, I'm supposed to bet the Clemson Florida State under really soon. 137.5 was the opener. My number is 134. So again, if we get like half point the under in that game, that's like the closest that exists that I think we could actually get a bet on. But this is like the weirdest thing I've ever seen, where I just have no totals edges. Sides. If you come for sides, you're in the right place. Whoo boy. Okay. Get out your pen. Kansas open +1. They should be favored. They're at Oklahoma. Let's just preface this by saying this is all in my opinion.
I actually am getting out my pen. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Kansas.
Kansas is +1. They should be a small favorite. They're at Oklahoma. That's the first game in the odds board rotation number was. I have a ton of trends that favor South Carolina, and I think the number is pretty good at 1.5. I would bet this to 2. 2 is still a bet. That's the last number I would bet. They're home against Auburn. Auburn's probably going to take all the money in that game from a public standpoint, and it's like the dead wrong side, in my opinion. I think the number will move toward me, but let's see how it goes. I like South Carolina tomorrow a lot. I like Creighton a lot. That number probably seems a little weird to people. They're -7 at home against UConn. Creighton, you have to apply, I think, more home court advantage than most schools, to be perfectly honest. And even doing that, I'm not going crazy, but I'm applying more. I get to 8.5 in this game. That's like just the threshold at 7 that is worth a bet with those two numbers involved. That is a bet for me at -7 only, Creighton against UConn. I also, like, again, some of this is intuition when we get to this point in the season. I have a number edge, and I really like Creighton in the game. I have a lot of stuff that favors them. Let's go like way further down where I have like 20 more. I like Louisville at home against Duke. This is a weird game because the Duke market against Pitt was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. They opened the tiniest of favorites, like 1.5. I made them 8. They closed 5. And okay, like, all right, so I make this adjustment. Duke's worse, I guess, and Pitt's better. Okay, let me try to parse through that. Like, Louisville has to be a 4.5-point favorite in this game, and they're not because it's Duke. Now, maybe this is, like, weirdo Duke bounce back. Maybe they're somehow valuable here. Like, I'm going to play my number and just go with it, honestly, in these kind of Duke games going forward. And I think I've made a pretty good adjustment here for both for them and Pitt going forward. I like Louisville at 2. I would play that to 3. home against Duke. That's a big game tomorrow. I have a bet. I have bets in a lot of these big games, which is fun. I like Wisconsin a lot. They're home against Ohio State at 4.5. I would play that to 5. That's 5 is the last number I would bet in that game. I mean, I have like so much shit in green here. I like Kentucky a lot. I think that number is too short. They opened 1 at home against LSU. My number in the game is 4.5. I have nothing that tells me LSU should be valuable in this particular situation. Kentucky 1 would be a bet. 1.5's a bet. 2's a bet at home against LSU. My absolute dead favorite side on the board, though, and it's weird because it's like a kind of a big number. Maybe it's counterintuitive. I love Oregon tomorrow. They're 10.5 at home against Oregon State, Civil War basketball edition. My number in the game is 15, and I have like 7 trends that point to Oregon being valuable in the game. I don't understand anything about this number. Like I just don't get it. I think I've made a good adjustment for Oregon. Again, they've had some injury concerns a little bit this season. I think I'm still capturing them properly in this game, and I'm not even in the zip code. I mean, and Oregon, the spot is so good. So really, really like Oregon tomorrow as well. I think that's like enough. Those are like some of the major ones that stand out. Let's recap them all. That sounds like a good idea.
I got you. If you want me to do it, I wrote them all down.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Well, I'll do it. And how about make sure I didn't miss one as I go through them. Okay. Let's do that. Kansas.
Yep.
Should be a small favorite. Can play him to like -1. Creighton -7. That's the last number for that. But like, intuitively, I really like Creighton in the game anyway, even though like 7.5, 8, but 7 technically should be the last number for that bet.
Okay.
Louisville 2, bet to 3. Wisconsin 4.5, bet to 5. Kentucky 1. I mean, bet to 2 at a minimum, in my opinion.
Okay.
And then Oregon, opinion.
And South Carolina, did you mention them or no?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, they're like way at the top. I'm sorry, that's my fault. Yes, South Carolina -1.5. That's good at 1.5. 2 is like, yeah, 2 is like between a half unit, full unit. That's probably the last number I'd bet in that game. And then Oregon, like, look. I'll go down with the sinking ship here. I could be wrong. My opinion, I make this game 15. They're 10.5 right now. So be it. Let's like quack, quack, quack. I don't know. Let's see how it goes.
Right. There you have it. Overnights from Friday into Saturday in the world of college hoops. We had a nice first quarter in that the Bulls Hornets over 59 points in the first quarter.
Jeez, really? And are the individual players doing okay too? We had some stuff going on there.
Markkanen's got 11. Hayward's got 10 already.
Yeah, I mean, Hayward was like, what are we doing? How about the Rockets up by 17 in the second quarter?
Yeah, I was going to get to there. Yeah.
Imagine the Pistons being 3 against any competent organization. Yeah, I mean, just
let's see what we got.
And here. I'm allowed to say Magic that because I bet them before the game too.
So. Magic and Pizza. Well, this second quarter's been devastating for the total. Well, not totally yet. Not a great second quarter for the total so far in the Bulls-Hornets game.
Okay. And that's early in everything else, I think. I have it up right now. Yeah.
Brooklyn's up 15-10, 4 minutes in.
Yeah. Their first unit's always going to play better.
Brooklyn has 15 points. Kyrie has 9, Harden has 6, rest of team 0.
Right. Welcome to the entire season in a nutshell.
Is Garland playing and just not starting?
Oh, maybe. That's a good point. Let me bring it back up again.
Because he did not start.
Maybe he's coming off the bench in his first game back. I didn't see any news on it. Hang on.
Nance.
I'm looking.
How do you pronounce Osman's? Osman.
Chetty Osman. Yeah.
Osman, Sexton, Drummond, Okoro started for Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, Garland off the bench. That was like a late note.
As long as he plays, I don't care. As long as he plays, yeah. Whatever.
God, I have him for 29 minutes. I don't know if he can reach that threshold, but well, whatever. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really done. And you have okay. Sushi waiting for you. Yeah.
All right. But listen, I'll be back Sunday. BetQL's countdown to kickoff, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Radio.com. Radio.com sports stations around the country. It's going to be awesome. Great. Grand, wonderful. Thanks to Tyler. Thanks to Bill. Thanks to Eli. Thanks to our guests. Evan Silva, Rufus Peabody, Reed Wallach. Ken, I'll talk to you on Monday on You Better You Bet.
Well, when we talk next on a show, we will know what the matchup is for the Super Bowl. That's very exciting.